Today, I'm taking you on a journey into a multi-part audiovisual experience full of music and inspiration and insight called Breakthrough. It's going to take us, you, me, all over the world to find people just like us that are living their lives in the peace-giving, yoke-destroying, miracle-working power found in this presence of a living God.
God has a voice in everything, and you can hear him in anything or miss him in everything. Like, he's always speaking, but are we listening?
Yeah.
And when you stop and you're like, Father, speak to me, I'm listening, your life becomes a romance.
I stand up beside you. Let's watch these giants sleep.
The more you get acquainted with his nature, the more you understand and realize what he's really like. Not just the way he makes you feel, but actually what he's really like. You stop wavering on really little things.
Right.
And for us, I know, like, living a life of dependency on the Lord, living in his presence, has created a consistency in our life that is a reflection of his nature.
In other words, you decide your next move based on discerned possibilities that are before you, and you're not deciding your next move based on where will I be most comfortable, where do I have the most friends, where will I make the most money, where will I... something else, which doesn't last.
In the next 30 minutes, I'm inviting you to join me to go across the globe and into the streets of one of the poorest and most oppressed countries in the Western Hemisphere. And through the eyes of my friends that you'll meet today, executive producers John and Heidi White, you will experience the power of a living God and how to walk in his presence, how to live in his presence, how to move in a way that the Bible describes we can live, where peace and joy become part of our everyday life. I'm Damon Davis, and this is One on One. I have two very special guests with me today, John and Heidi White. They are the executive producers of a multi-part series that, well, you just saw a small clip before we got into this show. And I would just welcome you both to the program as we welcome you, the viewer. And let's get into this thing. Can we do that?
Sure.
John and Heidi, I have to tell you that when I watched the interview in Haiti, mm-hmm. one of the poorest countries, most oppressed countries in the Western Hemisphere, and I would say a place where there's a tremendous amount of demonic activity.
Mm. Amen.
It was hard to imagine that anyone could feel the presence of God in a place like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to explore that journey today. But before we get into that, I want to really talk about what led you to embark upon this mission and what its purpose was. John, could we start with you, sir?
Sure. Getting saved is really important, and it's a good part of what we do and what we try to do with other people, bring them to a salvation experience. But that's Christ crucified, and it's still milk.
Mm.
So what the Lord put on my heart was, we have to start to share with Christians what it feels like, what the experience is to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and where the power comes from, and where the authority comes from, and where the healings come from, and all the things that are part of the Bible don't get covered a lot because it's not that comfortable.
Right. Mm.
So what led me particularly into this is that the Lord convicted me and said, you have to go to this so that people in the kingdom could be better prepared for what's going on in the world.
Got it.
And so the first episode called Breakthrough is all about Christians going from being saved to an experience of being baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Wow. We're going to go from the 10,000 foot view to ground zero today, because we want people to understand that there is a presence of God.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That is alive and that is moving and available to the believer.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, Heidi, have never experienced this kind of peace, this kind of joy. They've never experienced the kind of power that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you witness this all the time. You live in this presence, don't you?
I certainly attempt to. I don't believe that there's anyone on the planet that doesn't come into a moment where they know that they know that they need more than who they are. Mm-hmm. The presence of God is offered through Jesus. We all are burdened with something. And it is that presence when we go, okay, I give up. I need you. Mm-hmm. Where he rushes in and he identifies what you need in that moment and he meets you where you are and walks with you.
So we're shooting this show called The Presence. And really the idea is to capture the story, the God story, the story that he's been telling since the beginning, the story that was amplified through the life of Jesus, the one that he promised us, that greater work story, the one that he lived.
So we're doing this show called The Presence, and the goal of it is to go all over the world and search out all of the places and the people that are living their daily lives in the presence of God and ask them, what does that feel like? What does that look like? How does that work in a practical way?
So that's the story we want to tell. It's the story we want to capture. It's the story of his presence living and moving in our lives.
So much what we're after is to let people know this is life. This is the way that we can live every day, not just for people in extreme circumstances, but that we can walk through our lives in the presence of God and that others will feel and respond to it.
We want to tell those stories about the power of living in his presence, about the promise that Jesus gave us, the greater works that wasn't just a good idea, but it was a promise. He looked into the future and he saw those who were becoming sure in his presence and living that way. That's what this show is about.
So you built this series. You went into Haiti. It's a corrupt place. We're talking about voodoo and witchcraft, kind of place you need the presence of God to make it through.
To operate in, yeah.
What'd you do there?
Well, what we did, we sent the film crew in there to shoot a guy named Father Rick, who is actually a priest that's walking and living in the presence. And he is a guy that's a doctor, and he lives in an environment where death is an everyday experience.
Yeah.
So the reason we went to Haiti is to experience what it was like for somebody to be in the worst possible living conditions and rise to this place that the Spirit was leading him to minister to those people.
Heidi, what is the environment that Father Rick is in?
Well, he is getting up every morning, going out to pick up dead bodies that have been discarded through violence. And he takes these bodies and gives them a dignified burial. And he carries with him the presence of God to everyone, criminal or orphan.
Wow.
So first, I wanted to ask you how living in Haiti has influenced your relationship with God.
I think the answer is based on the fact that the same human problems are much more dramatic here than they are in my own country. They're so in your face that things you can avoid in the United States, you can't avoid them here. Like death is a big example, which is constantly in our face. The dramatic experiences force you into internal and external dialogues about life, some of which are phenomenally beautiful and some of which are full terror, nonstop terror. Consequently, with all of the questions that come and the confusions that come and the seeing the narrative of life played out in such rough and dramatic ways leads you to seek, and you seek deeper in the sources that you already have. My faith has been tremendously deepened and enriched and affirmed by seeing life from this kind of a narrative.
Which is incredibly beautiful, at the same time as it's incredibly difficult, I'm sure.
It is, because it's human. It's fully human. You feel fully alive.
What does it feel like to be in the presence? What do you experience?
Reassurance, providence. You know, the answer will come. The medicine you need urgently for someone will come. Peacefulness. The scripture promises that, you know, you don't live there, but a peace beyond being able to explain it, a peace beyond a peace that the world can give. These are all the fruits of it.
So what led us there was the story that we hope will encourage those that see it, not about missions, it's about their own inner strength. And when you watch Father Rick and the environment he lives in and what he talks about, and the reality of him going out in his vehicle every day to minister and picking up dead bodies on the road and burying them, this is stuff that we don't even remotely understand in this part of the world.
Pestilence, disease, people dying every day.
Right.
A country that is oppressed, a country that is war-torn, a country that has been affected by one of the worst natural disasters in the last 100 years. And yet, in the midst of all of this darkness, there is a presence of a God. There's a light that still shines. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are looking for that in their life. They're looking for a light, hope, encouragement, kind of peace that only the presence of God can provide. Have you seen people's life transform, be impacted when they get a hold of this stuff?
Absolutely. Well, the people we've seen through what we're doing is it's changing their faith muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Now look, we're not walking out of this deal saying there's no drama left.
Yeah, that's right. Part of life.
That's part of the deal, but what it does is it gives you this amazing peace, an amazing power in the middle of craziness. And so we're seeing testimony of testimony of people that once they get there and they get to that spot and they start flexing that muscle, they're walking in a powerful life.
I was healed when I was 17 from a bone disease. And then when we were about 2 years into marriage, it came back pretty strong, a skin and a bone disease. That was the beginning of a tremendous testing, really. And just processing that over years and years of just like, God, I know you're faithful. I know you can do this. I've seen you do it. I've actually experienced it. What's happening right now? Like, what is it? And you go through these seasons of like, what did I do wrong? How do I fix this?
Why do bad things suddenly completely destroy my life or somebody else's life? These things are hard to look at, and so most people don't. And I think if you get shocked by any of these things along the way and decide not to hide, you seek a life that is true to living without any denial of those. True to living without denying in any way all of those things. Yes, we get sidewalled. Yes, we get sick. Yes, we get old. Yes, we die.
What do you think the master of this universe, all that we see and cannot see, is trying to accomplish with this in the life of the believer that gets their hands on it?
In this first episode, Father Rick and the Helsers both indicate that God has a song for us, and that if we will let Him, He will tune us as the instrument He intends us to be, so that He can sing His song through us.
And music, music is part of this program.
Yes.
Sometimes it takes an audiovisual presentation full of a storyline and that's taking us all over the globe and full of music that ushers in the presence of God to get us to the place where we are receptive.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of young people that I'm thinking about that may not want to show up for what's happening behind the pulpit every Sunday.
Right.
But you could give them this series, mm-hmm. and it could arrest their attention in ways that nothing else could do. Have you experienced that?
Yeah, the music really draws young people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just authentic. There's conversations out there about millennials and that where this generation of young adults that are coming up, aimed into their 30s, can smell out something that's not authentic.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And so why it reaches these people is because it's authentic.
Yeah.
There's no smoke and mirrors. There's no manipulation. There's no witchcraft on
it. It's all God.
It's all God.
Yeah.
The music, I think, is really the vehicle that flows into that group.
Faithful and true, mighty to save, you're good, good.
So I've had people say, you just need to fast, you need to pray, you need to do more. Basically, do more, strive more.
Yeah.
And I would just sit there and go, and then what? Like, if I do enough, I'll get his attention?
Yeah.
Like, I have his attention now. And that was really like a very like strong, it's where I felt like the Lord came in with cement trucks and was like, I'm gonna cement this in your life right now. You know, being able to just sit back in the fullness and the goodness of God in the midst of tension.
Yeah.
You know, we have this saying that you can't make music without tension. And you can't, because what makes beautiful music is beautiful tension. You take the tension out of a guitar, it's like nothing. There's no sound, there's nothing. But when we give into the nature of actually knowing the Father, for me it's been the more I know Him, the less I question His motives. The more I understand who He is as a Father, as a friend, the less I come into seasons where I'm like, what is He doing? God, what are You doing? You know, because I know the Lord hasn't left me. And I know that that tension in itself has created an unbelievable knowing.
What are y'all hearing about people's experience when they watch just episode one, Breakthrough? What are you hearing?
It's been very encouraging. It seems to be touching a hunger that is in the believer that wants and believes there's more. There's got to be more than just the daily life, and yet this is the daily life amplified.
What is the goal then with the presence, the entire series?
The goal is simple. When it hits the fan, what's going to be left standing is mature men and women that know how to hear from the Spirit.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be the ones to give the comfort to those that are unsaved and those that are just saved but don't understand this.
Right.
They're going to be the ones that give the comfort. They're going to be the ones that feed them. They're going to be the ones that bail them out when all of a sudden the banking system hits, if it hits the wall and their credit cards don't work.
Yeah.
That's what my goal is.
When you live in that kind of tension, which isn't guaranteed 100% every day, like a guitar string isn't guaranteed to be tuned every time you pick up the guitar that it's still tuned.
Right.
But you can tune it again and it'll make music again. Spiritual poets would say you're a note and you should find just exactly your note, nothing false, nothing tinny. You know, you should find just exactly your note and then find the chord that you're supposed to fit into. And that chord is supposed to find the song that it's supposed to fit into. And that song is supposed to find the symphony that it's supposed to fit into. This is how it works.
Your plan is to not just stop with episode one. You've got another episode coming. You've got other episodes that I know are already in motion because of what the Spirit of God has told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that important to you?
When you are participating with the one who created you and your purpose, and as we learned recently from our pastor, cut time open and stuck you in for that purpose, you just have empowerment.
Got it.
Most of us have had the experience of walking into the ocean, and there's the undertow and the over. And the undertow is what is dragging us usually. And when the Lord meets that and comes over you and washes you, you're free to flow. Mm-hmm. Instead of being drug under, there's a flowing that brings you into shore.
Got it.
And it's an aha moment in God. And mm-hmm. He had His aha moment where He was shifted and brought into shore.
That's good. You were going with the current.
Correct.
You know, I mean,
that God designed you to be.
Mm-hmm. And so many of us are walking through life, John and Heidi, and maybe you're watching right now where you feel like you're part of that undertow. You know, no matter what you try to do, something's pulling you back. No matter
right.
how many times you've tried to get that business working, get that marriage on track, mm-hmm. your body is breaking down, and the doctor mm-hmm. says something that you're not receiving in
right.
Jesus' name.
Right.
And God's trying to move us to go with the current. Mm-hmm. And no matter how much we will it, no matter how much we fight against it, no matter how much we do, right, in the natural, we still are dealing with the strong man mm-hmm. in our lives mm-hmm. that without the power, the breakthrough power
right.
of God,
mm-hmm. right,
we'll stay right where we are.
And all this is designed to do is to help those that aren't there get there, and then help those that are there to understand that they're not alone.
Wow.
If you don't feel very confident about talking about God things, you can pop in the DVD and you can have the experience together. And then there is some study material that's available that just prompts the individual or the group through questions to ask and invitations to receive so that they can feel the presence of God for themselves.
That's good. John and Heidi, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
And I will say on behalf of so many people watching right now, we are just celebrating
thank you.
What you're doing. We sometimes are given something unique, something inspired, something from the throne to reach people where they are. We're in a different season, ladies and gentlemen. We're in a different place in time and in history that we can actually use the power of this screen that you're watching right now mm-hmm. to get this message of truth that transforms to people who need it. The images, the storyline, the music, the revelation, it is God-inspired to change the world. But without you and I doing something, nothing's going to change.
Right.
We're going to go to a break, and our announcer is going to tell you how you can get involved and get busy. Amen?
Amen.
And we'll be right back.
If you are ready to have a deeper, more personal, and tangible relationship with God, then listen closely. God's presence in your life will comfort you during the trials and dark days of tragedy and suffering. You no longer have to be overcome and defeated by the world. You have the Holy Spirit living in you, and His presence will usher in overwhelming peace, joy, and rest. But how do you begin living in this promise? How do you reach a whole new understanding of what it means to live in His presence? How can you know the true voice of God? In this groundbreaking audiovisual experience, The Presence is packed full of biblical insights, moving worship music, and all the instruction you need to hear the voice of God to lead, guide, and direct you every single day. Breakthrough, the first episode in The Presence series, will not only stir you at the core of who God made you to be, but it will teach you how to tune in to hear God's voice in a deeper, more meaningful way. Breakthrough will reveal to you how God's presence is not just felt, but experienced every day in every part of your life. The Presence DVD comes with the complete Breakthrough inspirational documentary, along with 5 video training sessions that will show you how to experience the power of the presence in your life. You will also receive 2 helpful study guides and spiritual journals designed to allow you to fully engage in conversation with God as your journey of growing in power increases every day. But don't just experience breakthrough on your own. The Presence was created to support small groups and gatherings with friends who are hungry and thirsty for more of God's presence. And that's not all. You only saw a small portion of the interview with John and Heidi White on today's program, and Damon is going to also include the full-length, uncut, one-on-one interview that includes over an hour of discussion and testimony where John and Heidi share their passion to see people have a breakthrough encounter with God's presence. Today is your day to bust through every limitation and take your life to the pinnacle where you were meant to be. For your love gift of $40 or more, we'll send you this entire collection that includes the Breakthrough documentary, 5 interactive training sessions, 2 comprehensive study guides to use in your personal study or small group, and the full-length uncut interview from today's program. You heard this statement earlier. You can hear him in anything or miss him in everything. Don't miss the leading of the Holy Spirit in your life for another moment. Start your journey into his presence today. Call now for this limited time offer while supplies last.
This presence of God is indescribable. I could spend an hour to try to explain what I felt, but it is unique and different for every single person. Mm-hmm. But this isn't unique and different for every single person. This is the same for every single person that has felt what we're talking about and has mm-hmm. experienced the presence of God. You are empowered to do things that the average human being cannot do. Your That's thinking right. is inclined to the greatness of God. Your doing is inclined to the phrase. Greatness of God. Your moving is inclined to the greatness of God. Witty inventions and breakthrough strategies yes. and answers and all these things come. It's the only place it comes from.
Supernatural.
Supernatural. And aren't we ready to experience a supernatural God?
Oh, Absolutely. Please. There's purpose versus just living your numbers of days and dying. There's fulfillment. There is reason. Solomon said he did all this stuff and it was futile.
Yeah.
But with the presence of God, it is full of purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. And in this show, people experience that. You put it in, you push play, and you're taken on a journey.
Right.
And it's not in your backyard. You're taking us across the globe.
But we're keeping it in the backyard
yeah.
because the person popping in the DVD is now experiencing the presence of God in that moment with their personal study or in their group study, because they are seeking the presence of God and God will meet them in that moment.
We just want to thank you for being part of today's program. Connect with John and Heidi. We want to get you involved and engaged so that you can help make somebody else's life awesome. Because God's about to make yours even awesomer right now. That's a word. I'm Damon Davis. We thank you. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.